Lexington residents first saw fees levied on their sanitary sewers in the mid-1980s. They've increased over the years, most recently in 2009 and again in 2010. Division of Water Quality Director Charlie Martin suspects it's just the beginning, and more rate increases are likely over the dozen years it will take to upgrade Lexington sanitary sewers.
The likelihood of there being more to be able to cover the capital costs that we're projecting right now is pretty good. This is the same thing that they're experiencing in Louisville, Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati.
Martin recently read about a sewer project in Nashville that will approach $3 billion. Contractors sometimes increase their prices once a project is underway, increases that must be approved by Lexington's council. Instead of these unexpected expenses, Councilmember Ed Lane wants to negotiate fixed prices with engineers, construction managers, and contractors. By fixing prices on the $500 million project, he claims the city could save millions.
Just a 1% change savings is over $5.4 million. 2% savings would be $10.8 million. So we're talking about substantial money here.
Meanwhile, engineering consultant John Steinmetz says there are other cost control measures already worked into projects as big as this one.
And there'll be design controls placed right now in the planning stages where we are right now, then in the design stages, and then in the bidding stages and the construction stages.
Water Quality Director Charlie Martin says the really disruptive digging for new sanitary sewers won't probably occur for another 2 years or so. But fee increases that will fund the work could come when the mayor builds his budget proposal next spring. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.